what to do while you wait for your manifestation to manifest. This is Law of Attraction Secrets.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. And we're flying in the direction of your dreams and goals. We believe that on this channel, you deserve the money you desire, the love that you crave, and the health and happiness that you deserve. So high flyers, I'm just shocked that some of you have not taken the time to visit the3wordformula.com. I mean, it's an incredible program. There's nothing like it in the world. Can you imagine your energy field being infused with love, being infused with joy and happiness? Can you imagine when you're infused with love, you're attracting love back to you, which includes prosperity, abundance, a relationship, a marriage, a family, whatever it is you desire, you can have it all. I honestly mean this. I don't think there's anything stronger or more powerful than the three-word formula. Simply go to the3wordformula.com. And that's three like the number, the3wordformula.com. And I'll have the URL in the description. What to do while you're waiting for manifestation to manifest. I'm just waiting for it to manifest. It's going to happen eventually, Rachel. You know that?
Yeah.
It's got to happen. Okay. Sometimes manifestation happens overnight. But sometimes it takes a little while. Because you have to get in alignment with your intention and with whatever it is that you desire to manifest. So, as you increase your level of absolute certainty, you start hearing and seeing and feeling more of what you desire. And there's less crickets in your life. There's more of what you really, truly believe in, what you really, truly are here to manifest. But your level of certainty that this is your destiny, that your intention is your destiny. Simple as that. Depends on your ability to surrender and let go and let the manifestation take form. If you keep choking the energy, if you keep hanging on to it, if you keep squeezing it tighter and tighter, it's just not going to come around because you've choked off the flow. It's like kinking a garden hose. You've got to let that energy flow. And the only way you can do that is focus on yourself. You focus on the intention, boom, 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 let it go, and then focus on yourself. Make yourself the best version of who you are. That's how you open up that magnetism and you draw that juice, that energy to you. And then, of course, you want to be in alignment. Now, the ancients believed in four worlds. And of course, quantum physicists now believe that there may be more than that. But in these four worlds of manifestation, these four worlds that they call Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, there's a movement from effervescence, from spirit, from a thought, from an idea, to a picture in your mind, to giving it form in life. And then breathing action, inspired action, into everything that you do and everything that you are. I think it's incredible that if you will follow that formula, you can manifest literally anything in the world. I think the other thing about this is that, high flyers, it's easy for the universe. Some people say, well, Robert, do you really think you can help me with my relationship? Well, I don't know if I can, but I know the universe can. But do you think it's too far gone? It's too much of a challenge now? Well, think about it this way. The same force, the same power, the same energy that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything else in between, if it can do all that and even more, it can create the relationship you desire. It can create the abundance and money that you crave and desire and deserve. It's easy. Say it. It's easy. It's absolute easy for the universe to create everything that you desire. But you're working in partnership. You've got to let the universe know what it is that you desire. And so if you're sending out vibrations of want and hope and fear and doubt and worry and anxiety and jealousy and everything else, it's not coming back. It's not going to be reflected back to you. Oh yeah, those negative emotions will be. The universe can reflect back the negative too, but not the intention. So what you vibrate outward comes back inward in your life. The key is to focus on the wish fulfilled, your imagination. Use it daily. What does the wish fulfilled look like? Repeat it daily. And then, because you don't have time to sit around and just visualize all the time, reduce it to affirmations. See it as an affirmation. High flyers, it's time to allow yourself to fall into alignment. Fall into alignment with, say, it's money that you desire. Fall into alignment with your intention, and then fall into alignment with money. Have a beautiful love relationship with the money that you desire. If it's a relationship, fall into alignment with the idea of a happy, loving relationship, and then fall into alignment with the person you wish to desire or someone better. Remind yourself that manifesting is easy and effortless because you are a co-creator of your own reality. You can have it all. There's no limit. There's no boundaries. That's the key. I mean, seriously, that is the big key. Look, you've heard all kinds of people say, give it up. Stop. You've tried long enough. You've hung on long enough. You've gone after it long enough. But it's just when you are ready to throw in the towel. Sometimes it's after you've thrown in the towel that the manifestation shows up. Reminds me of the gold miner and his wife who lived in this poor little one-room shack in Alabama many, many years ago. I think it was back in the 20s or 30s. And he went out for 20 years looking for the mother lode. And he got enough flakes and little pieces of gold to keep his wife in rags and keep himself in rags and keep a little food on the table. And he chopped his own firewood, so it didn't take a lot to survive. And there was a creek nearby, and they'd go down and grab water from that creek for drinking water. And they'd occasionally, once in a blue moon, because it was cold a lot in the wintertime, they'd go down to the creek and clean up a little bit. But aside from that, it was a pretty rugged life. But he knew in his soul, he knew that there was a vein of gold that was so big, it would just make him rich beyond his wildest dreams. And so he kept digging. And his wife believed in him. Till one day he came in and he looked at her working. He saw how she struggled. And he said, I can't do this anymore. And there was an offer on his property. And they offered him $500. It was a mining company. And they had the machinery to get more flakes of gold. You know, he had to do it himself and it was all by hand. They had more men, more machinery. So he sold his property, including the shack, everything, for $500. That was a lot of money back then, by the way. He thought, wow, I've never seen this much money. And he took his wife into town. He bought her a new dress. They rented a hotel room for the month. They were feeling so good. He'd worked so hard for 20 years. 2 days after the mining company took over the mine, 2 days after he had moved out, the mining company struck the mother lode. they were, let me tell you this. He was only 18 inches away from that vein of gold that would have made him a multi-millionaire, even at that time. 18 inches away after 20 years, and he gave up on his dream, and he got $500 for it. Talk to you next time.